Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. In deep midwinter, it does get hard to work locally grown food into our cooking. Now, some smart folks have put up preserves or done some pickling, but most of us are having a little trouble eating local. But Chef Jerry Pellegrino, you'd agree that there's plenty of year-round markets out there, and you can find a lot of things that are were grown here in Maryland.
Yeah, it does get a little tough. But there are certainly things that and things that we always sort of really truly love and associate with Maryland, such as oysters.
Oysters, yeah. Right? I mean, this is prime time for oysters.
And there's tons of great ones out there.
Yeah.
And you're right. They're tasting really, really good right now.
One of my favorite oyster recipes is to kind of saute them in butter, and then you make up a sauce with shallots and parsley and maybe some bacon or something.
Yeah.
And then put a little sherry into it.
Sure.
Put it all on a toast point.
Sure, oysters on toast points. Yeah,
I mean,
I think the thing there is to not overcook them.
Yeah.
You're going to saute them gently in some butter, and as soon as the edges start to curl, you want to pull them out and put them on the toast points.
Exactly.
Because I just can't enjoy an overcooked oyster.
No,
they should almost be a little jiggly on the inside still.
Yeah.
And then the sauce, you'll make in the pan. And I think it's important to include a good amount of the liquor.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
If you're shucking them, or if you're buying them shucked, you can pour a little bit of that liquor into the pan. That's going to add a lot of flavor to that sauce.
Well, something else that's still around is kale.
There's
You can't
kill that stuff.
No, our friend Cindy Sebastian at Gardner's Gourmet Farm has high tunnels, and she's bringing it all winter long.
Yeah, of course. And I know it gets a bad name, but there are a lot of fun things one can do with kale.
It is. I like to wilt it up.
Yeah.
Throw in a little garlic and some pancetta, make a simple sauce, and put it on pasta with some shaved cheese.
Yeah, some people have a problem with it being a little tough. I mean, you can take the time to really chiffonade it or slice it thin or use the scissors. Or, you can even freeze it first and then thaw it and cook it, and it's much softer.
Cut the stem out if you can.
Oh, and definitely take the thick stem out. Please don't be doing that.
That really helps.
Yeah.
Now, apples, they were harvested last fall.
Right.
But a lot of the farmers really are very, very good at keeping them.
Well, a lot of the varieties even get better.
Yeah,
a lot of these in-hand apples, 3 to 6 months of being kept in a cool environment, they actually ripen up a little bit and become slightly sweeter and drop a little bit of their acidity. So they're actually really good right now.
They really are. And I like savory uses of apples.
Sure.
One thing I've started doing is when I make a choucroute garni, Alsatian sauerkraut.
Oh, yeah.
So I got my sauerkraut, I got my pork, and I got my little potatoes.
Yeah.
I throw in some apple
you
slices.
You need apples. Yeah, of course.
It's just apples and pork this time of year.
Fabulous. Yeah, perfect.
Now, the acorn squash sort of plays second fiddle to the butternut, but it's a really wonderful squash.
Yeah, and I've had one sitting on my counter for 3 weeks now, and nothing happens. I mean, these things, you could have bought it, last year, and it's still fine.
You got to kind of cut these in half and then roast them in order to use them. But once you get, you can scoop out the meat if you want to. You can make a soup or something like that. Or you can, what I saw was to take the halves and cut the little crescents out of them.
Mm-hmm.
And you make a kind of a little sauce with maple syrup and brown sugar and put it on there, brush it on it, and stick it in the oven.
Yeah.
It's fabulous.
They're delicious.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
We're going to put these ideas on the website. You can try them out and go shopping this winter. I'm Al Spohler.
And I am Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station. We'll